Now, you're out, you're walking, you see a little bit of litter, it might be crisp bags, it might be coffee cups, it might be something bigger, and you just think, oh, why? Why? It can really spoil an otherwise lovely little walk in the park or even down the street. Decided to do something about it 3 years ago. Dawn Duvan and Jackie Armistead set up the Crosby Wombles. And I know you've got the song going around in your head. I'm sure they do every single day as well. The group aims to bring together people who are just proud of where they live, like-minded people who just strive to make the place cleaner, a cleaner, more attractive place to live in. And in the sudden passing of Dawn's husband, the group became a support system she could never really have foreseen. To tell us more, she's with us now. Nice to see you.
Hi, good morning.
Nice to see you. What we were going to do before you came in was spread a load of litter around in the studio and see if you just went into womble mode. Would you have done it?
That would make me nervous, I'm sure. Excited, maybe.
Tell us about the Crosby Wombles, how it came to be. Three years now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's just over 3 years. So, yeah, I was aware of other groups, Carnforth Wombles, Penny Lane Wombles. They've been instrumental in helping us achieve what we've got now. Yeah, used to see people out litter picking, solo litter pickers, and just thought, well, I bet there's other people that would like to get together and do it together and make it a bit more of a social thing.
Yeah.
So put a little feeler out on Facebook, as you do. And Jackie Armistead replied and said, I'm fed up too, and I'd love to litter pick with somebody else. So from two people, 3 and a bit years ago, out in L23 litter picking, we've now, got this wonderful, fantastic community.
And tell us about your fella as well. He was a big support for you during the setup as well.
AD,
and I'm sorry you lost him.
Thank you. Yeah, AD, he created our logo, actually. So it's wonderful, little living legacy going on. Mm. He was really supportive and in helping me achieve or helping us achieve what we hoped to with the community. But little did I think that I would be relying, as you said, on the community to help me through a really tough time. He did dialysis. He had a kidney transplant. Latterly, he had heart surgery. Make him sound like a real old croc. And actually, he wasn't. he was remarkable.
What an attention seeker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Never complained. Yeah. So through all those really tough times, I had to give up work. I'm a primary school teacher. And I really missed work.
Did you?
And Crosby Wombles, the community, gave me such support and gave me something that I could do at home whilst caring for him that wasn't onerous.
And knowing that you've got somebody at the end of, a WhatsApp message or the end of a phone or whatever, or have you got 10 minutes? You can come round and have a coffee.
Yeah.
Knowing that you might not use it, but knowing that it's there, I'm sure that's a comfort as well.
It is. It is a huge comfort. But the little groups that we have, it's wonderful that we do our litter picking. I think just a little statistic that we worked out, we collected 903 sacks of litter from L23 last year. That's huge. That's a huge amount. But we're more than that. We follow the official Wombles strapline of kindness, community and doing good. And, I think if everybody followed just those three things, kindness, community, doing good, then you can achieve great things. And from that, we've got a little community book club. We meet once a month. We've got a pause. Everything's themed on pause, okay? So, a little bit quirky. So Creative Pause is our craft club. We've got our Pause for a Cup of Cake and Chat, hosted by the wonderful Joe at Satherwaite. And yesterday, 22 of us got together, who we wouldn't ordinarily meet with one another. Mm. We got together, men and women, and we had a wonderful coffee morning together. We've got a gardening club. We took over the rose beds in Moorside Park, and they were going to grass over the rose gardens. We were aware that local people just didn't want them to be grassed over. So we took over that, and it's a thriving rose garden now.
And you thought, being a primary school teacher, you thought you were going to be busy doing that?
Honestly, I'm back doing my supply teaching, which is wonderful.
Do you? You can kind of, when you supply, you can pick and choose, can't you?
Can.
Do it at your pace then,
yes,
can't you?
Can.
Well, that's good, that's good.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ada, you'd think of all this?
Oh, I just know he'd be so proud. It really genuinely has helped me through so much, so many difficult times, just having something to spur me on.
Yeah. Because we all know we're going to hit something in our lives. We just don't know when, where, how, who.
Yeah.
But we know it's coming somewhere down the line. But knowing that someone's got your back.
Yeah.
You know, it's never easy, no. But it just eases it a little bit, I guess.
Completely. Yeah. And just recently, Jackie had actually taken retirement. Jackie, who set it up with me.
Yeah.
And she came to see me and she said, Dawn, when we started this, I never envisaged it was going to be as huge as what it is. I'm going to have to step down from leading. And for a moment, I was like, oh, no.
Please don't.
Then really close friend, Rosemary, immediately, within about 2 hours of that, said, actually, I'd like to step up.
I'll do it.
So she's doing it with me now. So, yeah, the future's looking really rosy there.
So is there a lead take? You know, you mentioned the Penny Lane Wombles and the project. Do you all get together and say, They've collected 8 more bags than us this weekend. We need to do more.
Well, right.
is it like a good little rivalry?
To be honest, no. I think our focus really, it's inspiring knowing how much we collected. Of course it is. We'd rather there wasn't any to collect. So we have a little team that go into local schools. We take assemblies and we take lessons, social lessons. And we've just signed up actually with Chesterfield High School. Their art students are creating a mural for our new headquarters.
Oh, brilliant.
Outside. So I think really our focus is more on the success of the community groups.
Yeah.
The litter picking's almost become a byproduct.
It's the vehicle for it, isn't it?
It is very much so.
Are you okay to stick around for a little bit? Because I want to talk about how people can get involved.
Sure.
I want to talk about the future. And just a little general chat before you go.
Absolutely.
Because it's Tuesday. I mean, Monday's always a bit, but Tuesday's like, the weekend's ages away. But talking to you, you give everybody a bit of a lift.
Thank you.
You've given me a lift as well.
Thank you.
I might join.
You can be an honorary member.
All right, we'll talk some more in a minute. BBC Radio Merseyside, not too far away from 10:30. Tell me about your surname.
Devan. Well,
very
you can
nice.
Say whatever you want.
That's like a stage name for the radio. It's like for the radio, Devan.
Yeah, my husband's grandfather was French.
Yeah.
So, Devan. But I'll answer to anything. In school, I say, call me Mrs. Duvet.
Mrs. Duvet. Oh, I like that. We're talking about the Crosby Wombles. And it's, as I've become a little bit older, if I was in my 20s, Dawn, I would probably have a little moan and go, oh, look at that coffee cup there. Somebody's left chip wrappers or whatever and walk past it. But now I actually pick it. I'm not saying, ooh, aren't I great? But I do. I'll just pick it up and I'll walk to the bin and I'll put it in the bin. And I might have a little grumble, but at least it's going in the bin. Is it an age thing, do you think?
Potentially, yeah, maybe it is. I think I'm aware of our younger children, certainly our school children, because they're aware through what we're doing with them. Mm. They're saying to their parents on walks, there's litter, they want to do litter picking. So is it an age thing? Yeah, we're noticing it, but I'm so pleased that the young ones are noticing it now as well. And I'm really hopeful that not only will they notice it, but they won't litter in future. That's what I'm hoping. I'm with you. I notice litter.
And the Cubs are involved, I think, as well. Tell us about the Cubs.
Yeah, so we're invited into the Cubs, into All Saints Cubs group, and we did a litter pick with them and we did a little education roadshow with them. It's really good. We have little Womble backpacks and I was really amazed at how excited children are to receive them. They literally are a backpack with binoculars in, a magnifying glass, little tree spotting book, little wildlife book, and obviously packet of crisps,
What do you do with the wrapper?
You've got to have your snacks,
you've got to put the wrapper away.
And then we have child sized equipment and they just absolutely love it. So the Cubs invited us in, did a litter pick, and then their leader, Becky, had a little chat with me and she said, I've been doing some investigating and we're actually going to have a Crosby Wombles Cub badge that they can achieve by doing so many litter picks, which is just wonderful. Yeah, that's just fantastic to think that's happening. Now, we've got students who do the Duke of Edinburgh and they got in touch with us, the Duke of Edinburgh Award. So they got in touch with us. So we're currently liaising with the guy that runs the Duke of Edinburgh Award. And finding out what we can offer. And we're thinking for bronze award, they do a litter pick. For silver, they have to go into schools or into their own school and educate others. So it's not just about doing.
Yeah.
It's about
following.
Exactly.
It's easy to think, isn't it? Isn't it terrible and this, that, and the, God, there's litter everywhere. I mean, I'm a kid of the 70s, so I grew up in the middle of, terraced houses, right near Liverpool's football ground when I was a kid. And when the match was on, or certainly after the match, the streets wouldn't be clean for like 2 or 3 days. And that's not just the football, but generally it was, looking back at it now, we are so much better now than we were then. We almost just accepted it, you know, dog muck everywhere and all of that. We just accepted it then.
Yeah.
So we are getting better.
I would agree with you with that. And I think we get lots of compliments when we're out and about, and we get lots of people encouraging us. But equally, there are some people who understandably will say, you know, you shouldn't have to do that. The council should be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, nobody should be littering. Mm. So if we just expect that the council should be doing it, I'm not sure that that's the right attitude to have. But yeah, I think we enjoy a really positive relationship with the council. Forget about politics. We do enjoy a good relationship with them. In fact, we're meeting with them this afternoon and we talk about how we can support them, because, yeah, I guess their budget's really, really tight. And when you look, they've got 3 pence in every pound, I think it is, or less than that, to deal with litter.
And just saying, oh, we need a bin every 200 yards, that's not the answer.
It doesn't solve it. They've got to be emptied, haven't they? So we try and see beyond. We try and see, you know, there shouldn't be litter. Nobody should have to collect it. But equally, being out litter picking gives you opportunity to talk to people. Mm. And people love to talk.
Well, they do. Well, listen, we're almost out of time with the talk. But you're on Breakfast Telly, weren't you? Was it earlier this year?
Yeah, beginning of January, yes.
Who came out to see you?
So it was Jane McCubbin.
Isn't she lovely?
She's delightful.
She is lovely.
She spent 3 hours with us.
Oh, she's great,
she
Jane.
Is, yeah.
Well, she used to work here for a little while.
Yeah.
And then she got some sense and moved on.
No, that was really good. And we got lots of feedback from
great.
That. So, yeah.
Oh, Jane's lovely, yeah. How do we find you? Where do we find you? How do we get involved? Because not just the litter picking, look, you know, you were talking about book clubs, coffee cake clubs.
Yeah, gardening groups.
Gardening
all
groups.
All sorts, yeah. So we have a Facebook group. So it's Crosby Wombles. And we also have a website, crosbywombles.com, and we have WhatsApp communities as well.
Good.
So, yeah, and you don't have to just live in L23, because we're happy to lend a paw to anybody. We really are. So it doesn't matter where you live. We've got members who live in London. So, yeah, come and join us. We'd love to have you on board.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you very much indeed. Your AD would be dead proud, wouldn't he?
Thank you. Yes,
he would.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, you're always welcome. Anything going on, we're always here and we'll always put it out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.